Welcome to Topic 2, Marriage in God's Story. In Topic 1, we learned that a Christian wedding is not merely an event, performance, legal step, or romantic milestone. It is a public covenant witness before God. Now we take the next step. We ask, where does marriage fit in the whole story of the Bible? The answer is important for every Christian wedding officiant. Marriage belongs inside God's story of creation, fall, redemption, and new creation. Marriage begins in creation. It is not invented by culture, government, romance, family tradition, or personal preference. Genesis 1 tells us that God created humanity in His image, male and female. Genesis 2 shows the man and woman brought together in a one-flesh union. Before there is sin, there is marriage. Before there is a nation, a temple, or a civil government, there is marriage. That means Christian marriage is not a modern invention. It is a received creation reality. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. But the biblical story does not stop at creation. Marriage is also affected by the fall. Genesis 3 shows sin entering human life. Shame enters. Blame enters. Hiding enters. Disorder enters. The relationship between man and woman is wounded. Desire, domination, fear, passivity, accusation, and pain begin to distort what God created good. This is why wedding officiants must not be naive. Every bride and groom comes to marriage as an embodied soul living in a fallen world. Their bodies, histories, families, wounds, desires, emotions, and spiritual formation matter. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. But both come as fallen people who need grace. A wedding ceremony may be beautiful, but beauty does not erase the fall. That is why marriage must also be understood through redemption. Christ enters the world not merely to improve our ceremonies, but to redeem human life. In Christ, husbands and wives are called away from selfishness and toward covenant love. Ephesians 5 points marriage toward Christ and the church. Colossians 3 calls God's people to compassion, kindness, humility, forgiveness, and love. A Christian wedding officiant should help the couple understand that marriage is not sustained by romance alone. Marriage needs grace. It needs forgiveness. It needs repentance. It needs Spirit-led love. Finally, marriage points toward new creation. Revelation 19 uses wedding imagery to describe the wedding supper of the Lamb. Human marriage is not ultimate. Christ is ultimate. Marriage is a beautiful sign, but it points beyond itself to God's final redemption. This matters in ministry practice. A ministry science is aware officiant listens for which part of the biblical story the couple understands. Do they understand creation design? Do they recognize the wounds of sin? Do they know their need for grace? Do they see marriage as part of discipleship? Do they understand that their story is real, but not sovereign? A Christian wedding brings the couple's story under God's larger story. For the one wedding officiant, this gives a simple framework: creation, fall, redemption, new creation. For the ordained officiant, this prevents repeated ceremonies from becoming shallow. For the chaplain, this gives clarity in painful settings where sickness, grief, or urgency is present. For the life coach, minister, or romance officiant, this connects the wedding day to long-term marriage formation. Christian marriage belongs inside God's story, created good, wounded by sin, redeemed in Christ, pointing toward new creation. That is why Christian weddings matter